Education authorities in South Australia have busted a secret fight club organised by teenagers at a country high school. 24 students in Whyalla have been suspended for being part of a sparring contest complete with boxing gloves. South Australian police are now investigating mobile phone footage of the fighting. In Adelaide, Jason Om reports.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Why?
The movie Fight Club, starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, came out when the Year 9 and Year 10 students involved were only toddlers. But it's given them inspiration for their own high school boxing ring.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is...
Wow, nice.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
Is that your
students
boy?
Climbed through the window of an out-of-bounds locker room to take part in the clashes. Some stood guard to look out for teachers. It was all kept secret until one student told their parent about a mobile phone video going around.
We were very shocked that this clandestine so-called fight club was going on. You know, the line from the film that the kids were saying to us, what happens in fight club stays in fight club.
The principal of Stewart High School, Veronica Connolly, says the footage was confiscated and handed to police.
It was one-on-one, as if it was a proper organised sparring ring. And if they even had coach-type people, that if people looked a bit sweaty or something, would come in and check them. But we're very, very disappointed because we are saying to kids, you need to let us know if anything that is going on that is not safe.
Mobile phone footage of schoolyard violence is almost a cliché, but Veronica Connolly is seriously worried about the effect that culture is having. She says the students may have been copying another case at an Adelaide high school earlier this year. Video of a bashing at that school ended up on the internet.
In the school, we say ever since the footage on the television, we never had this issue before, but kids saw the footage on the television, thought, you know, 15 minutes of fame.
South Australia's Education Minister, Jay Weatherill, has sought an urgent report into the latest issue.
What we know is that the school here acted, when they became aware of it, acted swiftly to uphold the school values. I mean, one of the issues here isn't students sort of engaging in vigorous activity. It's really the question of how dangerous fighting is in an unsupervised fashion. And I mean, some of these students, I understand, are in martial arts clubs, which are supervised and properly carried out. Now, that's a different matter, but I'm sure those clubs wouldn't support this sort of unsupervised behaviour. And it was also in a part of the school which was unsupervised, and it was being carried out in a clandestine fashion.
Karina Haythorpe from the Education Union says violence in schools is a big problem for teachers.
And what we need to make sure is that the system has the resources in place to support them with this.
Stewart High School principal Veronica Connolly says the case reflects broader problems in Whyalla and says her school is under-resourced to deal with them.
But in the community of Whyalla, we have alerted the education department to 100 children who do not attend school, who have been abused, neglected, without food, and we have been letting them know for 3 years. They have extensive documentation and they have not acted on this. We're also experiencing a shortfall of funding. We have asked the education department repeatedly for an extra student counsellor.
As for the girls and boys who've been suspended, they could end up in boot camp. The school's written to parents to encourage the children to get involved with the Australian Army cadets.
Jason Om.